Nominations to the Bush cabinet have a first casualty. Following revelations that she harbored an illegal immigrant in her home, Linda Chavez yesterday withdrew from consideration as Secretary of Labor. Commentator David Frum sees her bowing out as a bad omen.
The loss of Chavez is a serious defeat for the incoming Bush administration, but not for the Bush administration alone. Chavez, as the world now knows, gave a room in her house to Marta Mercado, an illegal immigrant from Guatemala. Mercado entered the United States in 1991. Soon afterward, she showed up, beaten and frightened, at a battered women's shelter in Northern Virginia. Eventually, she found refuge in Chavez's Bethesda, Maryland home. This was no coincidence. Chavez is not one of those people who think their charitable obligations are complete when they mail the check to the United Way. At her press conference yesterday, she introduced three other families she had helped, either by finding them work or by underwriting their children's education. In Mercado's case, Chavez enrolled her in English classes, taught her to negotiate the Washington, D.C. bus system, gave her small sums of money, and helped her find work. In gratitude, Mercado did odd jobs around Chavez's home. Some equate this situation with that of Zoe Baird, President Clinton's first choice for Attorney General. Baird's nomination fell apart when it emerged that she had employed an illegal chauffeur and maid without paying the required taxes. But Mercado was no maid. John J. Miller, a Washington journalist who worked in 1991 at the research organization Chavez ran, observed Mercado's occasional chores in Chavez's home. He says it was clear she was pitching in the way a family member or houseguest would. There's another way that this situation differs from Baird's. Baird genuinely was undone by the furor over her domestic arrangements. Republicans in Congress did not object much to Baird's nomination and were rather surprised by the public reaction against it. Chavez, by contrast, was targeted on ideological grounds from the beginning. Few, even of her critics, seemed very outraged by the ethics charges against her. And this raises an ominous question about what the next 4 years will hold. There are Democrats who believe that the closeness of the 2000 election justifies a refusal to confirm any nominee they dislike, not only judges, who serve for life, but even cabinet secretaries, who serve at the president's pleasure, and to use any methods to shoot down such nominations. The politics of personal destruction is obviously nothing new, and it does not only claim Republican victims. But I think it is fair to say that each turn of the partisan wheel has been bloodier than the last. And if the charges against Chavez prove anything, they prove that the next turn will be bloodier still.
The comments of David Frum, senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute and author of the new book, How We Got Here, The 70s, the decade that brought you modern life, for better or worse.